Kitty Cottom writes, "Let us be a faith that gathers, reaching for one another through the walls of hate others build, through the cages of ignorance and arrogance, and through the fear that burns city streets. Let us be a faith that sees a vision of a better world, more compassionate, more just, more holy, and with more love. There is a faith that binds up the broken, cauterizes battle wounds with the balm of peace, sings longer and louder than the trumpets of war. Let us be that faith too. Let us be the ones who do not tread lightly in this world, but light it up with our love, who hold up the mirror of worth and dignity, who are the sanctuary others seek. But first, let us be a faith that worships together. Here, this morning, in these spaces, at this moment, let us be that faith." Amen. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to First Congregational Church of Natick. I'm Reverend Cindy Worthington Berry, and no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. Whether you are with us on site or online, live or later, we are so glad to be connected. For more information about life at FCC Natick, please visit our website, where you can sign up for the link and get all sorts of information about life in the broader community as well as in the congregation. And if you are with us for the first time today, welcome. We are an open and affirming congregation, fully welcoming people of all sexual orientations, gender identities, and gender expressions. Children of all ages are welcome in this community in whatever way has meaning for you. The playground is down front and hopping this morning. We have lovingly staffed nursery care, and there is no Sunday school today because it's Celebration Sunday and we're all staying here. All right, I have a few more announcements. Are you with me?
Yeah.
All right. Next Sunday, I will not be here, neither will the rest of the West Virginia work campers. We will be on our way. Reverend Dr. John Wegraff will be leading worship. Also, the parking lot will be closed. Not the least bit related to us going to West Virginia, the bank is doing some maintenance, but there is plenty of parking around the church and at the municipal lot, and it's free on Sundays. So there's still plenty of parking next week. Oh, Carolyn, I need a bag. Thank you. I know you can hear me breathing in my mic. I'm sorry. I also forgot my mic. Okay. We got all the things. Okay, up the stairs. Okay. All right. Flags to bags launches today. Woo! So we've been saving our pride flags and our mental health awareness flags and our trans flags, and they have been made into gorgeous limited edition bags, which go on sale today. So you can see Carolyn after worship for more. And if you are watching from home today and you want one, reach out to us pretty quickly and we'll make sure you get one. Okay, market tote, this one's $25, zippered pouch is $15. So you know about next Sunday, you know about the bags. Today, one of our little kids in the playground was just singing Rain, Rain, Go Away. We do know the earth needs rain, but we're still gonna have our barbecue after worship today. Probably not in the tent, I think it's gonna be in the vestry, which is beautifully decked out this morning, so thanks to Chef Bob, we will enjoy that barbecue today. And this is Celebration Sunday at FCC Natick, when we celebrate graduates and scholarship recipients, faith formation volunteers, and longtime members. We are also celebrating, as we have been all year long, our 20 years as an open and affirming congregation. For those on site, we have noise makers. Folks online, you can use the noise maker of your own two hands or your voice. We were inspired by our denomination's theme for Pride Month, Love is Louder. There will be times throughout the service we'll invite you all to make some noise to loudly declare God's love for all, but I can tell you want to practice, so love is louder. I have some help today with lighting the Christ candle. As Avery prepares to help us light the Christ candle this morning, I invite you to settle your mind, body, and spirit, deepening your breath, relaxing your shoulders, even letting your face smile.
You're very patient with us. Thank you, Avery. Take it from the top.
Once there was someone who said such amazing things and did such wonderful things that people began to follow him, but they didn't know who he was, so they simply had to ask him. And once he answered, "I am the light that was once in one place at one time is now in all places at all times. Let us welcome the light."
I'm a little bit taller, but not much. Good morning, beautiful people of the FCC.
Good morning.
It's so good to see you. I am Miriam, and I am going to lead the call to worship. And this is where you're going to need your noisemaker, so get ready. All right. So, when you say your response is when you're going to go with your noisemakers. So, fear is loud.
Louder.
Oppression is loud.
Louder.
Hate is loud.
Louder.
Let's let the world know. You're awesome. So now we are going to sing together the hymn 78, There is Love All Around You. So you may rise in the spirit or whatever thing you want to do. Maybe make noise too. Yeah.
Thank you.
Ooh, what a beautiful song. Our centering prayer this morning is by Bobby Patterson in the Resource Shaping Sanctuary, Proclaiming God's Grace in an Inclusive Church. It is a collection of resources for congregations seeking to create liturgy that is open and affirming of our LGBTQA plus siblings and selves. We begin with a bed of silence. In this time, we may feel ourselves held by God's strong, loving hands. Let us pray. Blessing God, whose caring hands cupped beneath the element of the universe, and like a potter fashion the very vessels of our being, reach out your hand in blessing on us this morning. As you drew the lines of our palms and shaped the idiosyncrasies of our fingers, teach us to reach out our hands to others, to help us not to raise the threatening fist, but to warmly grasp the possibilities of newfound reconciliations. Soften our touch, O God, for your creation suffers from wearing and pollution, and your people reach out for help and solace. Encourage and strengthen us with your wisdom until we become like you, fashioners of justice and love, hands of peace and benediction, gathering blessing and flourishing life for all, as we saw in the life and death and life again of the one who taught us to pray, saying, Source of laughter, a spirit innocent and pure, holy is your name. May love be seen as all that is. May earth be seen as heaven is. Nourish us this day with your bountiful supply, and allow us to receive as we give that right to others. Restore us from the perils of illusion, and renew our perception of truth. For truth is the kingdom, and love is the power, and yours is the glory forever. Amen. There is someone here today, here on site, or here online, who desperately needs God's peace. This week was such a disaster, and they are feeling so stressed, or sad, or afraid. They wonder if life will ever be okay again. And they look around at others in worship, feeling like everybody else has their act together. Maybe that person is at the playground, or maybe it is the person sitting beside you, or maybe it's someone watching from home, or maybe that person is you. Just to be safe, let's be sure to offer everyone the truest, deepest, most healing peace of God. May we look each other in each other's eyes, friends, strangers, faces on Zoom, and proclaim this miracle. God's peace be with you.
Our scripture reading this morning is the very familiar words of 1 Corinthians 13, but this is an alternative version by Donald Schmidt.
What if I could stand up here and say the most wonderful things and sound impressive and answer everyone's questions, but I didn't love anyone? What would be the point?
What if we were the most incredible church where every pew was filled, the preaching was always inspirational, we had a choir that always sang perfectly, and we served the best coffee in town, but no one felt love? What would be the point?
And if a community we teach our children lots of data and knowledge, and they can recite the books of the Bible and know all the right words, but if they don't know how to love, we have failed them.
If we're happy to write checks and shake hands, and yet we don't do anything to alleviate poverty, racial inequality, injustice, and bigotry in this community, in our workplaces, what have we gained?
If we don't love, what's the point?
Love is good. Love is patient and kind. Love is trusting. If we remember that God's love triumphs in the end, if we really believe that, then we can trust in God. We can dare to dream, dare to live as God's people. Love always wants what's best, even for the other person.
Love is always supportive. Love turns things around, takes hopeless situations, and let us see hope in them. Love enables us to move mountains, break down walls, and plant flowers. Love never, ever, ever ends.
We may even give up, but God's love will continue. And what is perfect will someday appear. What is not perfect will disappear. The world will turn and turn.
You know, when we were small children, we looked at the world with a childlike wonder. We trusted, we dreamed, we wondered, we hoped. Then we grew up. We became practical, became cynical. Now all we can understand about God's way is what our grown-up minds will let us. But when we allow our inner child to listen to the voice of God and to really live, there we are not so scared anymore. We have a sense that things can work out, that we know that one day yet, we will see God's face to face.
One day we'll understand everything, just like God does now. But for now, we don't need to do that. We don't need to know everything. We don't need to understand everything. We don't need to have answers to all life's questions. We don't have to wait till we're older or wish we were younger. We don't have to wish we were taller or shorter or more good looking. We just have to try. Try and do what God wants of us. Stop looking for excuses. We simply have to remember that there are three things in life that really matter: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of them is love.
These are our sacred teachings. May we have the vision and wisdom to live them.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning. I am Sarah Lynn Keller, your Director of Spiritual Vitality. And so here at FCC Natick, we believe that we are all engaged in ministry, everyone. But on Celebration Sunday, we recognize a particular group of people engaged in a very particular ministry. Today, we acknowledge the gift of time, energy, and love of all of our nursery workers and volunteers, our child caregivers, the Godly Place storytellers and greeters, the Connect leaders, and our youth group leaders. This group of people gives the priceless gift of discovery to our children and youth. The time that they spend together building relationships and getting to know one another, as well as time spent in encountering the spirit and the sacred, is an essential element in our children's youth and our children and youth's development. Many of our faith formation team are here today, and I'm going to ask you to stand when I call your name. There are also many of our team who couldn't be with us today. The list of volunteers is printed in your bulletin, and I'll say it out loud so people can stand up as we go. It's a very dynamic and vital group of people who deserve our great thanks. So I'll ask you to keep the entire team in your thoughts and prayers, those who are here and those who are at home today. So Grace Psyche in the nursery, along with the Ramages, Bill and Gwen, Robin Clausen, Amy Corbin, Kat Matera and Michelle Matera, Heather Psyche, Pam Wiegraff, Matt Basilier, Michelle Brewer, Gretchen Dubois, Rick Dubois, Amy Foley, Rhonda Malloy, Rick Ripley, Rachel Schmidt, Sarah Beth Guptill, Sarah Hanna, Justin Keir, Michael Rosendahl, Alyssa Springer, Christine Weddle, Chris Gentry, Mark Dixon, Mindy Hoag, Lane McDonough, Jessica Treadwell, Beth Canterbury. These are just some of the people who give so much. So thank you from the bottom of my heart and on behalf of the entire congregation for all that you do in this ministry. Oh. And moving on. So this is a time when we celebrate our graduates, right? No? Oh, no? Oh, it's you. Okay. It's you, sorry. Do you want me to go?
You can go.
Okay. But
for the moment.
Of all ages are invited to lean in for a word for all ages. You see how much I'm loving this cabinet back here. So there are some basketball games going on these days, as I understand it, right? There are lots of rules in basketball. I only know some of them. Let's see. So ones I know, like, okay, so if I do this, am I breaking a rule? What is the rule that I am breaking? Not only are people saying traveling, but Ken is giving me the actual sign for traveling. Like, you can't just hold tight to the ball, right? You gotta dribble it. Okay, I just wanna say, it's been 20 years. That was pretty good dribbling. You have to keep the ball in motion, right? You can't just hold it and grab it. But also, what if I just wanted to stand here and dribble for like a minute and a half? Can I do that? No, why can't I do that? There's a shot clock. There's a shot clock saying you have a certain amount of time to either make a basket or somebody else gets to take the ball, right? So the goal in basketball is to, I mean, this is summing up. The goal in basketball is to get the ball and then get rid of the ball, right? You wanna get it, you wanna dribble, you wanna get a layup, and then you win the game. That's how basketball works, right? That is how basketball works. It is the same with love. The goal is to get love, receive love, know you are loved, and then get rid of it. Share it. Give it away. Now, sometimes folks want to keep all the love for themselves, for their group, for the people who are like them. That leaves so many people standing on the sidelines, feeling lost and left out, lonely and sad. So God calls us to pass the love, to keep it going, to share it with as many people as possible until everybody is in the game. When the world is yelling, hog the ball, when the world is yelling, don't let them play, when the world is yelling, let's make more rules, love is louder and says everyone is welcome, everyone, just as they are. Love is louder and says it doesn't matter where you were born or who you love or the color of your skin, you are made in the image of God. Love is louder and says stop keeping score, stop blocking people out, stop with the a flagrant foul, there is enough for all. Love is louder. You are so ready for this. So I was gonna say, love is louder, but only if we are lovely, loudly loving. So if you believe that love is louder now, let's make some noise! Amen. Here, Lane, catch.
In this celebration season that we're in, we have many things to celebrate. We have a wonderful tradition here at FCC Natick of celebrating our high school graduates. And so unfortunately, a couple of them couldn't be here today, but we do have one here with us. So Dylan, you're gonna come on up. Tradition is to send our graduates on their way with a token and a symbol of our loving care. And so we're going to send you with this blanket that you can wrap yourself in as a reminder of the hugs that you would get from this congregation if you were here with us or if we could go with you to school. And know that we will continue to pray for you and hold you in God's love and light for the rest of your journey, forever and ever. So, Dylan, congratulations. So Dylan is here, but we also want to celebrate Andrew Levesque and Kayla Joyce as well. They'll receive their blankets later.
So, graduation from high school is one of the biggest threshold moments in our culture. In so many ways, this is when we consider someone moving from childhood to adulthood. The role of parents and guardians changes dramatically. And in many ways, the pressures a young person feels increase dramatically. Mm. So we need our graduates and their families to know that even though the clanging cymbals of stress and change and expectations are very loud, love is louder. So, Dylan, you can head to your seat, but I'm going to tell you, don't go very far. Just go to the front. Just go to the front row.
You're coming back.
As we're sending him with loud love.
All right, so I want to invite our scholarship committee to come forward, please. So that's David Coulter and Laura Gabron and Didi Bergeron.
All right. Well, hi.
There you go.
I'm David Coulter. I'm representing our scholarship committee. One of the cool things that we get to do is we get to hand out money to students who have worked hard and certainly deserve it. The scholarship program here at First Congregational Church of Natick represents a covenant between the generations that connects the previous generation of members of this church who gave what they had with the current generation of this church who invested it wisely so that we get some proceeds, and with the next generation, the young people of this church community who will be our future. Scholarships we're going to give then are tangible proof of that covenant and also of our promise to support the young people of the church. And let me say, we are giving scholarships to young people, to students, but there are other students in this church community who may not be standing on this stage, but the covenant is with you too. Wherever you are, in your dorms, at home, whatever, remember, our covenant is with you too. We are fortunate to have benefactors from the past, so we want to remember their names, who gave so generously to the funds that provide these scholarships. And we want to thank them, again, for their faith and their confidence in the life of the church. I think there are five funds that we receive scholarship money from. The Keziah Babcock Fund, the Benevolence Scholarship Fund, the William Townsend Memorial Fund, the Dean Holbrook McRobert Memorial Fund, and the Haig and Gladys Markarian Fund. I mentioned Dee Dee Bergeron, Laura Gubron, and myself, who are your scholarship team. We are pleased now to present the scholarships, and let me call the recipients forward. Reagan Foley, who I think is not with us today.
He's not here
today. Yeah, he's otherwise occupied. Catherine Matera. Okay. How about Michelle Matera? Michelle?
Can you say that name again? People didn't hear the name, David.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Michelle Matera? All right. David, Psyche.
He's also not here.
He's still in school. Hasn't finished yet. But good for him. And Dylan Buttle. Godspeed. May you do well.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, hi. We wish you all the best of luck in the coming year, knowing you all are supported. Remember, you all are supported by the church community and these scholarships that represent our trust in you. Thanks.
All right, so please join me in blessing all the graduates that we've already listed, as well as the scholarship recipients, including everybody not physically with us today. Let's get our blessing hands going. May you be blessed with courage for the journey, that fear may never keep you from exploring new paths. May you be blessed with hope, that you may never give up on yourself or others. May you be blessed with laughter, that you never take yourself too seriously. May you be blessed with curiosity, that you may always stretch and learn and grow. May you be blessed with gratitude, that you may see all of life as a gift. May you be blessed with strength, so that you might turn challenges into blessings. May you be blessed with compassion, that in strangers you might see a glimpse of God's love. May you be blessed in knowing that you are loved by all of us and by God. Amen.
Amen.
As these beloved children of God return to their seats, let's remind them and each other that whatever challenges they face in the year ahead, love is louder. At FCC Natick, we have a tradition of celebrating when people reach their 25th and 50th membership anniversary. 25 years ago, on April 11, 1999, Tim Lathwood joined FCC Natick. What a delight, 2.5 decades later, to have the gift of Tim's wisdom in adult ed on Sunday mornings, his voice in the choir, and the peacefulness of his spirit at all times. remarkable thing is that exactly 25 years before Tim joined, April 11th, 1974, another dear soul joined FCC Natick, Tim's own mother, Pam. Evidence of Pam's gifted hands are present throughout our space this morning, from the Lenten banners to the ONA bags. Those same hands kept kids busy in the nursery for years and made most of the crafts at the annual bazaar for years. Whether you have been a part of FCC Natick for 50 years or 50 minutes, we celebrate your presence in this community. So could I have two young, how did you know? Can I have, Chloe Mai, would you please come here? Would you do me a favor? Would you come take these certificates over to Tim and Pam? They will raise their hands to help you. Do you want to take one? Here we go. All right, right over there. And let us celebrate. We're going to now celebrate the gift of Tom's music on the piano. As a faith community, we know the power of connecting our hearts with God's presence. So during this time, we share our joys and concerns in prayer. Folks in the room, you're invited to share yours aloud, and all are invited to email prayers to prayers@fccnatick.org. And we hold in prayer everyone on the prayer list in the bulletin. We begin with our joys. What joys do you bring to this place today? That Joey is marking his first anniversary with Kat and Michelle's family, and that an adoption date has been declared for July. We celebrate this family. Thanks, Kat. Other joys. Pam. Pam is celebrating the way this church has nurtured her for these 50 years from growing up. Well, we're going to focus on the 50. We'll do the math later. And the way in which, Pam, the way in which you give love every day flowing out from this church through you into the world. We're so grateful for that. Thank you, Pam. Dan.
I have to celebrate my son. Going to URI, and going to track, setting some mid-high track records. Love you.
Yeah. Dan is taking the parental prerogative of embarrassing his child this morning, celebrating Dylan's graduation, his move to URI, the track records he's set, and I'm just glad that Dylan is not currently running out of the sanctuary. So thank you, Dylan. That's very. I do notice they have trapped you inside the pew, though. We celebrate you, Dylan. I feel like I missed another hand. I'm certainly celebrating Pride yesterday. Folks from FCC Natick were able to march in the parade, and I understand brought lots of joy everywhere they went. And what did I miss? Rachel.
Avery's graduating from Memorial Elementary School this week.
Avery is graduating from Memorial School this week. We mark this so many momentous occasions for families, so many opportunities for joy and a little bit of tears in there as well. Sharon.
Just celebrating our big whale event that went off and the beautiful whale that came and all the families that came. It was just wonderful, a lot of fun. Thank you to the volunteers and to FCC for supporting us.
Sharon is celebrating the presence of Nile the whale yesterday at FCC Natick and all who were able to participate. She's also thanking the volunteers, but I think particularly we want to thank Sharon for organizing it all and making it happen. So thank you, Sharon. Did I miss any other joys? Oh, Carolyn. Celebrating all of the skill and time and artistry that went into making the bags from flags. And we also celebrate the leadership of the wonderful woman, Helen, right? Helen is the woman who helped us all organize that. Yeah, thank you. Lane, do you have any joys up there?
We do. My coworker here in the crow's nest is celebrating. Hank and June are celebrating, or celebrated on Thursday, 32 years of marriage, having been married here in this very sanctuary.
Wait, Hank and June have been married 32 years? Is that what I heard? Congratulations, right here. Would you like to renew your vows right now? We could, maybe later. Thank you, congratulations. Lane, do you have any other joys up there? Judy. Judy and Mark are celebrating a child off the payroll. We've celebrated Gabby's graduation, and tomorrow she starts her, like, full job in her profession at the Learning Center. We celebrate that. Thanks, Judy. Steve.
We won't be in church next Sunday because we're going to be all celebrating our 50th
anniversary. The Evers are celebrating 50 years of wedded bliss, and if, like, France wasn't enough, next week they're going to New Hampshire. So, congratulations. Oh, is there more? Wayne? Not to be outdone?
I think June is a celebratory month. Yesterday we celebrated Jeanette's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to Jeanette. Yesterday was Jeanette's birthday. Yay. Other joys. What concerns do you bring to this place today? I have a couple. Sorry, Dee Dee.
So my cousin lost her husband to esophageal cancer yesterday morning, and it's joy and loss. They've only been married 6 years. This was her high school sweetheart, and they lost each other for 38 years, reconnected, fell back in love, got married, and they've only been married 6 years.
Are you able to share his name?
Yes, his name is Tom.
Tom. So we are grateful this morning for Tom's life. He's died from esophageal cancer. He's the husband of Dee Dee's cousin. They've only been married 6 years after being high school sweethearts and losing each other for a long time. But those 6 years, no doubt, have been very precious, and there is much to celebrate in his life as much as there is to mourn. Thank you, Dee Dee. I've been asked to offer a prayer for empty nesters. I think there's the kid off the payroll celebration, but the dealing with the empty nester trauma that folks are also feeling today. Pam D's mom was in the hospital for a couple days for pneumonia. She's home now, but still struggling, not feeling quite as well as we'd like her to. Lane, do you have any? I have one more to add. So we're holding John Gentry in our prayers. His brother died on Thursday. He had not been well for a while, but had a heart attack. And just months after the loss of John's mom, just thinking about sort of the layers of grief and loss there. Have I missed? I feel like I'm, who did I miss? Sharon. I saw that this past week. So the Lamb family suffered a loss this past week. I cannot remember the man's first name.
Frank.
Yes. We hold Frank's spirit in our prayers and all of his family in our hearts. Our pastoral prayer this morning is by Jan Richardson, and I celebrate the joyful noise that accompanies it. Let us pray. Spirit of life and love, we know. What we choose changes us. Who we love transforms us. How we create remakes us. Where we live reshapes us. So in all our choosing, O God, make us wise. In all our loving, O God, make us bold. In all our creating, O God, give us courage. In all our living, may we be whole. Amen. Which is still pretty new. So almost every day I have some dumb question about how things work at the church or what the history is behind some practice or where to find some information. Many of you have had to answer those questions, so you know what I'm talking about. But nobody has dealt with them as much as our three core staff members, Randall, Sarah Lynn, and Tom. I am so grateful for their patience and their generosity with their time and knowledge in the face of my endless ignorance. We are so lucky for their leadership, wisdom, and hard work. They are three examples of how loud God's love can be. But remember, it is your generosity that makes their ministry possible. So as we participate in the spiritual discipline of the morning offering, we do so with gratitude for Tom, Randall, and Sarah Lynn. God of abundance, bless these gifts and those sisters, brothers, and siblings who need them. Amen.
Amen.
Our closing hymn is one I always think of for Pride because it's got rainbows in it, so we sing it in celebration of Pride Month in the midst of new dimensions. Today. For those of you at home, there is one, but you can address the first one too. So, when you're hanging out together in the line, coffee hour, barbecue, or when you're at home and you're going to send me an email, the first question you're going to share with each other is, would you rather have a chocolate fountain or a barbecue for coffee hour? Coffee hour choice, chocolate fountain, barbecue. Second question, how are you going to show how loud love can be this week? How are you going to show how loud love can be this week? In the words of Frederick Gillis, may the love which overcomes all differences, which heals all wounds, which puts to flight all fears, which rejoices in our being and in our becoming, may that love be in us and among us now and always. Amen.